House prices are slipping, but a lot of sellers haven't actually adjusted yet. They're holding out, waiting for the market to bounce back, but might not be coming anytime soon. Look, for some, that's fine. They can afford to wait. But others, they'll need to sell in this market, whether they like it or not. So welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week we talk to people in the industry, get that inside word on what's happening right now and what that means for the tactics you should use to make the most of your money. And this week, we're talking about what happens when seller expectations clash with that market reality. And how often do people really sell? Anyway, can you hold off? Should you? And if you're a buyer, is this a window of opportunity that you don't want to miss? Well, Vanessa Williams from realestate.co.nz going to help us unpack this current standoff, what could shift next, and how to make smart moves in a market where everyone's waiting for someone else to blink. Making Sense is partnered with realestate.co.nz to get you the info you need in today's market. Property hunting can be a bit of an emotional roller coaster with its fair share of stress. That's where realestate.co.nz comes in. They've been helping Kiwis buy, sell, and rent since 1996, and their app is designed to make it easier and faster. What sets them apart? Flexibility. Realestate.co.nz gives you so many ways to search and so much information to help you make decisions. Realestate.co.nz. Download the app today. Making Sense is on a mission to make money simple, and I just couldn't do that without the support of KiwiBank. It's really important to me to only work with companies that understand that mission. And for KiwiBank, their purpose is to help Kiwi and Aotearoa be better off. So bringing you real stories of different approaches to finance is one of the ways they're making a difference to the lives of their customers. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi. Welcome back, Vanessa. Always love having you here. Look, give us the top line, first of all. What's been happening in the market? Because I really, from everything I've heard, it sounds a little bit like expectations versus reality are clashing a little.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me back. It's always a treat to chat property. I love it. Look, it has been an interesting ride. I think when you just, we'll rewind the clock a little bit back to 2020, 2021 and 2022, we actually experienced some never seen before increases and decreases in the market. So to see a double-digit increase, which is what we saw over 2021, and then a double-digit decrease over 2022, I think that's really throwing New Zealanders a bit, going, well, hold up, I thought property prices pretty much went up a bit, double the price in 10 years, and I just kind of knew what was happening. And then we throw this global pandemic in the middle of everything, and it really made us all go skew-whiff. So that in itself is a little microcosm, strange rise and fall that we all lived through. And what that does do is it plants a wee seed in everyone's brain to either go, well, property prices should go up that quickly if you're looking to sell. If you're a buyer, you might be going, well, property prices should go down that quickly because I want to buy for less money. But the reality of it is that since that big jolt, both up and down, it has been flatlined for 2.5 years now. So we have really seen that property price nationally sit at around 850,000. It pretty much hasn't moved. To give people context, at the peak of the market in January 2022, which was with a tippity top there, we saw it sit at about $1 million nationally, which is pretty hard to swallow. And so while it has dropped back around 15% to that 850,000 mark, that now is the norm. That is really what's happening in the property market. And so personally, my favorite type of market to transact in, because you do know what it is that you're potentially going to sell for, potentially going to buy for. There's a lot more stability and people are just, they're open to finding the market, right? And there is time to find that market. And we can talk a little bit about what that means in a moment. But yeah, at the moment, we've got a really stable market. We have seen the OCR go both significantly up and drop back down in that time, which then means retail interest rates or interest rates at your bank have gone up and down accordingly. And so we're starting to just maybe see a shift in the market. It hasn't really moved yet, I would say. But when I look at what the total stock was, so that's the total pool of homes available for New Zealanders to look at. But back to April, it was at 36,000. So that's been sort of the high point for quite a few years now. We saw May at 34,000. We saw June at 32,000. So that tells me that we're starting to see things shift.
Right. Okay. Because that was my next thought is, you know, everything you're saying there in terms of the prices went up and they came down a bit. I think that's really hard for people if they're looking to sell to adjust from if they'd seen a valuation in that time. A lot of banks now will have that little house valuation right at the bottom of your mortgage. And if you've seen that number and that's not the number that you're being told you could get now, it's really hard to let go of that in your head. So do you think that sellers are hitting a point now where they're starting to readjust? Are they still struggling with that? What's the vibe?
I think that because we've had such a stable market for such a long time now, sellers can only hold on to it for so long before they go, I actually just need to move on with my life. But look, I get it. Like if you're seeing there's estimates that pop into your inbox once a month, there is that little beautiful thing in the app that tells me how much value is coming out of my house. I'm like, oh my goodness. It is hard to kind of emotionally reconcile that. But when you ask that question to put a bit of data behind it, in the first quarter of this year, we saw $63 million drop out of the property market. Now, that is, I'll call it fake money because it was never there in the first place, but that was sellers perhaps going, no, Bob up the road sold his house, 2022, he got $1 million for it, I want $1 million for mine, and then over the quarter going, if I actually want to move this property, I'm really going to have to meet the market. I'm going to have to find a buyer that is willing to purchase my house for an agreed amount that I'm willing to sell it for. And that's what the market is. We have a free market here in New Zealand. And so sellers are dropping their expectations if they want to get those properties moved. They are meeting the market. And I will say some people think, oh, I'm losing money. But actually, if you're going to buy and sell in the same market, it's really a moot point. You're going to have to buy in the same market. And so that particular seller that you're looking to buy from, it perhaps is feeling the exact same emotions you did.
Find the perfect property faster with realestate.co.nz, the home of property. Realestate.co.nz allows you to search the way you want based on your budget, the location, the type of house. You can even draw on the map to find properties in a specific area. You can filter by price range, number of bedrooms, even keywords like brick and tile. If you're keen to avoid buying at auction, you select to view houses with the price displayed. That's super helpful, especially if you're using your KiwiSaver. When you've narrowed down your search, realestate.co.nz will alert you when a new property that matches it hits the market. Download the realestate.co.nz app to find your perfect property faster.
Life looks different for everyone. Maybe you're buying your first home, growing your whānau, dreaming of travel, or simply trying to stay on top of things. KiwiBank has the tools to help you manage your money your way. Find out more at kiwibank.co.nz. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi. But what do we know about how often people buy and sell houses in general? Does it change at a time like this as well?
We've been pulling this data for about a decade now, and I always thought it was 7 years. Everyone talks about the seven-year itch. Complete lies, it's 5.5 years. When you think about that, that's probably about right. Life changes in those sort of times. And of course, that is an average. There will be people who've, you know, never sold their house in 60 years. There'll also be people who are those flippers. You know, there was, oh, we're moving again.
Or you get that first entry-level home. My first home, I was in it for a couple of years, but it was just that first foot in. And then we actually ended up moving on pretty quick, quicker than we'd actually expected. But because life changed. Yeah. And we got the home we could afford, and then we moved on to a different one.
Exactly, yeah. And that is the beauty of a property ladder, or this metaphorical property ladder that we talk about, is that sometimes that first rung is to achieve a thing, to get you into that next home or that next business or that next whatever it might look like. And so it is more of a transaction-based purchase as opposed to going, okay, now we're good, this is where we're going to stay, and this is our forever home.
We hope. We hope that's where we are currently.
or at least with the amount of effort I'm putting into home decorations now. I'm like, I'm not doing this again in another 5 years. I'm not leaving. All right. So do we have any information? You mentioned there before about, you know, sometimes people will just hit a point where they just have to sell. And it's so funny because I literally was having this conversation with someone 20 minutes ago who was about to sell. And we literally were like side eye. We were just like, we've just been talking about how terrible the market is for sellers. What do you mean? And they need to sell now. Life happens, right? Sometimes you just got to. You can't hold out that much longer. So do we have any information on how long people tend to hold out when they know it's not necessarily a seller's market? And then, you know, what nudges them over into biting the bullet and doing it?
Yeah. So there's no exact science to this because I think it's very much lifestyle based. As an example, if there are perhaps a generation who are looking to get out of the property market anytime soon, that market is certainly stalled. So we have those who are looking, perhaps downsizing or perhaps moving into a different sort of life stage. That market really has sort of, I'd say, gridlocked a bit because, again, that sort of that mindset behind that is, well, I'm not effectively buying and selling in the same market. I actually want to get out and I want to make sure I'm capitalizing. So, and they probably have the privilege of being able to hold on a bit longer and wait for the market because they potentially have paid off the majority of their mortgage or most of it. There's perhaps kids have moved out or, you know, life can be a little bit more about them at this point in their life. And so, look, if I sell this year or I sell in 3 years' time, does it really matter? Whereas in a different life stage where you perhaps have growing families or changing needs or parents moving in or, you know, when there's a genuine need to move, I think for a period of time, people will put up with pain, but the reality of it is life at that point moves on and it moves on quite quickly. There's only so long you can have Nana taking up one of the kids' bedrooms and one of the kids sleeping on the couch, you know what I mean? Or some version of bunks or, you know, so you kind of go, look, we've just got to bite the bullet and we've got to do that. But that's probably more so in and around that sort of middle area of your life. But yeah, there's no exact science to it. It's really around the financial situation that you are in at the moment and also just what's grinding your gears about your current property versus how you've got to move on from those. But look, the reality of it is people do get to a point where they're like, you know, life moves on. And I always don't recommend that people should buy for the market. I always recommend people should do what they need to do at that moment in time if they're able to do it. Because the market is always going to move. The market's always going to change. There's always going to be different bits and pieces that you can stop yourself from moving on from life. But eventually something will happen and you just need to kick into gear anyway. So why not make the choice yourself rather than that frustration kick in too much for whatever reason?
Oh, perfect. Well, this is leading into my last question so well. That might actually already be your answer. I was going to say, what advice would you give to someone right now if they're a buyer and then if they're a seller? So would that be the advice for the buyer? Do we skip that bit?
Well, my advice for buyers is always know and understand your market. There is so much information out there. I know data can be scary. Just start to look at it. Ask loads of questions, wrap yourself with experts, you know, go and make, you know, I know I've said this before, but I still stand by it. Go and make friends with your local real estate agent, the one who is doing the deals, the one who's got all the listings. Look, go and ask them what's happening in the market. So that's always my advice for buyers is know your market. You will become a property expert, I promise you, really quickly.
Doesn't take as long as people think.
I agree.
Just bite the bullet and get your head into it. And actually, it's not that complicated. You just kind of have to exactly start.
Exactly. Yep. And then in this market with sellers, I mean, I love the idea of getting yourself your own building inspection done. Oh my goodness, how much is that going to attract buyers into your area? So I think anything you can do to help those buyers along and support them in their journey, because we've got lots of property on the market at the moment, not as many buyers as we would like. So make sure you make it as easy as possible for those lovely buyers to come through your house. You cannot sell a secret. You honestly cannot talk to a marketing expert. Make sure you are getting the most exposure that you can get, especially in this market. Buyers can come from anywhere. You want to make sure that you are at the top of all of those because there is a lot of competition at the moment. And the other thing I would say is you get one chance at a first impression. So sellers, get it, get your harshest friend over and go, okay, start from the beginning of the road.
Roast me.
Yeah, tell me, what do I need to fix? You know, you need to water blast that driveway, you need to paint that fence. What's happening with those gutters? You know, I just say you only get one chance at a first impression. And if someone can walk into your house and visualize themselves there, you are one step ahead of your competition who've gone, oh, we don't need to water blast the driveway. Or we don't need to put away those family photos. Don't worry about it, you know.
Unleash your most judgmental friend. Give them their moment to shine.
Exactly. Pounce on them.
Thank you so much. That's Vanessa Williams from realestate.co.nz. Now, look, she's answered heaps of your questions so far. Do send through more. Leave them in the comments if you want them. But she's always got the answers for us. So send those through if there's more you want to know. But also hit subscribe to Making Sense wherever you're listening. And if this episode was helpful to you, send it to a friend so we can all get smarter with money together. Until next time, have a great day.
Just a note before you go, this podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.